You remember the case of Harold Camping? He owned some religious radio stations back around 2011 when he talked about Judgment Day. And as that day was approaching, well, a lot of people quit their jobs, grabbed their savings, did whatever they had to do because they thought it was Judgment Day. Well, it didn't come. What happened? Harold Camping has since passed on. But in a moment, Chris McCann is back with us. He was on with me about 4 years ago as we talked about this then, and we'll talk about it now because, well, there could be a new date for Judgment Day. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Let me tell you about our guest, Chris McCann, Bible teacher, president of eBible Fellowship Ministry. That's a not-for-profit organization. It's not affiliated with any specific church. Chris was on with us back about 4 years ago when we were reacting to Harold Camping talking about Judgment Day, which initially was going to be May 21st of 2011. And then that was pushed back to October. We're still here. But let's bring in Chris because he thinks things have changed. Chris, welcome back.
Yeah, hi, George. Thanks for having me back on your show.
My pleasure. Let's go back. Let's do a review. Harold Camping is no longer with us. He of course, has gone to the great outside there, up there.
Yes.
He talked about Judgment Day as May 21st, 2011. Lots of people quit their jobs. I think even your fellowship took out advertising, spent a lot of money telling people.
Yes.
It never happened.
Well, you know, it did not happen as we expected it to happen, but that's one of the reasons why I'm glad that I'm back on your show, because over the last few years, we've been continuing to study the issue to find out why didn't it happen as we thought, and as we've continued to study the Bible on this question, we've discovered that it was actually Judgment Day as God had indicated it would be, or as the Bible, the evidence of the Bible was pointing to that date. And that's why we were proclaiming with confidence and certainty, May 21, 2011, Judgment Day. Well, we've discovered that the Bible continues to insist that it was the Day of Judgment, only it was not a physical judgment, but rather a spiritual judgment, as God shut the door of heaven on that day and ended his salvation program for the world.
Well, now, how did Camping get that wrong? Because he let everyone think it was going to be a physical judgment day, that millions would be gone, and it would be, you know, earthquakes, the rapture would be in full... What happened?
Well, I can actually give you an example from the Bible that you and I think all the listeners will probably be familiar with. And that's the example of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. And as it's clearly stated in the early chapters of Genesis, God said to Adam, in the day you eat of this tree, you will die. And I mean, direct statement, in the day you eat, you will die. And we know soon Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the forbidden tree.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Did they die that day?
No, but they became immortal. They did not become immortal.
Well, they were immortal.
Prior to that.
They were created.
Yeah.
And they would have lived forever if they did not eat of the fruit of that tree in disobedience against God.
Right.
But I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that God did not say in the day you eat of that tree, you will die spiritually. He just said you will die. And Satan actually said to Eve, because she repeated that to him, you will not surely die. So any outward audience, if they're, I guess, were the outward audience as we read the account, hearing all that information presented would wait and see at the time that Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit to see them drop down dead physically, because that would be your expectation. And yet it didn't happen physically. And you see, I'm trying to just let you know that the Bible is not easy to determine at all times if God is indicating there's a spiritual judgment in view or an actual physical judgment, and we were wrong. I wouldn't say just Mr. Camping, because a lot of people checked out what he was teaching.
Sure. I mean, you thought this was going to happen too.
Oh, yeah. I was fully confident it would take place. And so I don't blame him, because it's everyone's responsibility. You know, when we hear something taught from any kind of Bible teacher or priest or pastor, it's our responsibility to check it out. And I did that, and I confirmed it myself. So it wasn't Mr. Camping that was wrong. It was me who was wrong. That's how I look at it. And I think that's how everyone should look at it. Nobody should actually just believe and follow what another person says.
Okay, but then I remember, though, Chris, then he moved from the May date, he moved it to October 21st of 2011, and that didn't happen either. So, I mean, he basically got it wrong twice.
Well, it wasn't as well known, because the billboards all said May 21, 2011, but the teaching for years leading up to that was that Judgment Day would begin on May 21 and conclude on October 21, that there was to be a physical manifestation, the earthquakes, and the world would become basically hell on earth for 5 months.
Well, it's that way in some spots.
Date, I'm sorry, George?
It is hell on earth in some spots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Things are getting very bad today, and I think that fits in with what God did on May 21, 2011. God is presently punishing the world, and yet God is such a good God and gracious that even his wrath, even his punishment, is fairly gentle, considering what we deserve. God shut the door of heaven, ending his salvation program on the day he told the world he would, but he did it in a spiritual way, which means an invisible way, and so nobody noticed, and just as no one knew when the door to heaven was open, you couldn't see it. And likewise, now you cannot see that it's shut.
Now, do you think Harold Camping was duped, that he was wrong? Or, well, we know he was wrong, but do you think he was duped or that he did it on purpose?
Oh, no, no. Harold Camping is...
I didn't know the guy. Maybe you did.
Oh, he was incredibly faithful. I mean, you hear all these things since that date has come and gone, but you hear a lot of it from the church, because the churches hate him. And the reason the churches hate him is because he taught the church age was over for years up until that point of May 21. And he was teaching from the Bible, because this was information coming from the Bible, that God ended the church age, that God no longer wanted his people to go to church because of their unfaithfulness. And they were to come out of the churches and basically go to the Bible alone. And so the churches long despised Mr. Camping and Family Radio for teaching that. And so they sort of pounced at the opportunity of labeling him a false prophet and so forth. But he's probably the most faithful man that concerning the Bible that's been around for decades. And you have to keep in mind that Mr. Camping never took a dime. He owned a construction company in the late 50s, and he sold it, and he lived off the profits the entire 40 or 50 year period that he was on Family Radio. And he never took a dime from the money that was sent into the station.
How much money, though, did people clean out of their bank accounts, do you think, in order, because they were panicking about Judgment Day?
Well, we're people, and of course, we're very concerned about money, and our finances, and that's what makes the world go around. But you know, the Bible, God says that when He comes into a person's life and He saves a person, that we are no longer our own. We're bought with a price. And He tells, this is the words of Christ, the words of the Bible, are to take up your cross and follow Me and offer up your body as a living sacrifice. And that's what we should be doing normally throughout any period of time in the history of the world. The child of God should be living a life of sacrifice, a life where he works and he provides for his family, he pays the bills, but, you know, what can I do to further the gospel, to further the sending forth of the word of God? And that would be the typical mindset of the child of God. And so the worldwide campaign of proclaiming May 21, 2011 basically gave an opportunity to people to live as we should have lived all along. And it was the motivation, yes, for some people. Hey, judgment day is coming, and that makes you stop and think, how am I living my life? What am I doing with my life? And what's really important? And so people, you know, with that kind of realization, they start to think, I need to live more for Christ. I need to live more for God. And really, you know, I personally, I had a 401k that I cashed out in about 2008. And I lived off of the 401k for the next 3 years so I could devote more time to getting out the word of God. And so my 401k is gone. I don't regret it. I'm thankful for the opportunity to have lived my life for a short period of time as I should live my life according to what the Bible says.
Did you have anybody follow up with you about the money they took out and either sent the campaign or donated it to other organizations? But basically, did they feel like they were duped, and were they upset? Did that feedback ever come back?
No, I've heard a couple of people maybe who were critical like that, but people I know who were seriously, you know, they're Bible students, and they checked out these things themselves, and again, the Bible student feels personal responsibility for everything that we agree with and follow, and so we make it our own. And I don't know anyone that I know of some people that are probably unhappy, but for the most part, the people I know, are they look back at that period of time as one of the best times in their life, that they went on mission trips, they went overseas, they spent more time locally with in their neighborhoods and sharing the gospel with people. I think the benefits far outweigh any negatives.
We'll talk at the half about a new date and how that came about. But some experts in cults, for example, have said, Chris, that this was devastating for children who picked up on this from their parents, this fear of doomsday, and it was all over. Any reaction to that?
Well, yeah. First of all, it's Family Radio. Mr. Camping, it was far from being a cult. I mean, you have an individual on the radio that people didn't go to him. It wasn't like there was some sort of, a 1,000-acre place where everybody gathers.
It wasn't Waco.
Their lives. Excuse me?
It wasn't like Waco.
Yes. It's just individuals all over the country and all over the world in various walks of life that listen to the radio and finally heard truth. You know, that's the problem today, is that you can't find truth in the Catholic Church or in the Protestant Church. you can't find truth in the independent church or the house church, in any church. If anyone goes in the church today, I don't care what church they go into, and they sit down with their Bible and they hear what's being taught, it won't be long before they find things taught contrary to what the Bible says. And so there's this spiritual wasteland that is all over the face of the earth today, because we're living at the time of the end, and that's one of the indicators of the end of the world. Is Christ said there must be a falling away first, or an apostasy, and that is certainly in place. And so you have all kinds of people disillusioned with what's being taught in the churches, and yet they have an interest in God, they have an interest in the Bible, and they turn on their radio, and there was a voice, somebody letting them know the true condition of the churches, the church age is over, and get out of the church because they're not teaching the truth.
Yeah, but then he gave them false dates.
Well, no, what he did was, you know, there was much that Mr. Camping taught. We're talking about he's gone through probably every book in the Bible, and many of the books verse by verse. So there's an incredible amount of teaching that Mr. Camping taught, including over the last few years the information about the end of the world and Judgment Day, and again, the date that what the world primarily heard was May 21, 2011, Judgment Day.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah, I mean,
we're finding today is that was correct.
But I mean, even your organization thought it was a physical Judgment Day, because you took out billboards all over the place.
Oh yeah, we were involved in that to a great deal, but the billboards did not say anything about an earthquake. They said May 21, 2011, Judgment Day. That was the primary message that was broadcast, and I'd say 90 to 95% of the time. It was when we tried to get into the details and going on your show or mm-hmm. or things like that, and people say, well, what's going to happen? It's going to be a physical great earthquake. And the Bible does use the language of a great earthquake, but we didn't understand the spiritual nature of the judgment. That's why I was trying to use that example in the beginning. An outward observer hearing God say to Adam, in the day you eat, you will die. And then Adam eats of the fruit of the tree, and you're watching, waiting for him to drop down dead. And yet he lives to the age of 930, and he didn't die physically. So the statement, though, in the day you eat, you will die, could be interpreted either way, physically or spiritually. God wasn't specific. And that's exactly what God did concerning the opening up of this information about Judgment Day. We thought it would be physical, and we were incorrect. We were wrong. It actually turned out to be spiritual judgment that took place. And, of course, man can't see a spiritual judgment. It's invisible.
All right. Stay with us, Chris. We're going to take this break. We're going to come back in a moment and talk about another date, and I want to get your take on it, where it came from and what could happen on this date. In our final hour here on Coast to Coast AM, we're going to obviously take phone calls with Chris McCann. His website, ebiblefellowship.com, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. If you need to email me, that's george@coasttocoastam.com. Keep it very simple for you there. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter by going up to the far right-hand corner of our kind of polished new website and click the Facebook or Twitter icons. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Chris McCann with us. He is the president of E-Bible Fellowship Ministry, and we are talking about Judgment Day. Chris, tell us what physical Judgment Day means to all of us. What is that?
Well, Well, first of all, as I mentioned before, Judgment Day actually has begun May 21, according to the Bible. May 21, 2011 was the beginning of a prolonged period of judgment. And God views this prolonged period of time, we're about four, almost approaching 4 years since then.
That's right.
But the way God speaks of it is as a single day, Judgment Day, just as he spoke of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, and he said it was the day of temptation, and yet they wander for 40 years. So God likens Judgment Day to a single day, but it actually encompasses a prolonged period of time that very likely, and we're not saying this in absolute terms, but we're just sharing the biblical evidence that we found. There is a strong likelihood that Judgment Day will continue for 1,600 days from May 21, 2011, concluding on October 7th, 2015 this year. And that would the whole period would be known as Judgment Day. And the last day, if this is correct, if we're understanding everything properly, then the last day would be the physical, literal end of all things, and the destruction of this world, and the completion of everything that God has spoken of in the Bible.
So are you saying, if I'm hearing you right, October 7th, 2015 should be the actual physical end of the world?
Well, yes, we're trying to just lay it all out, lay out the biblical evidence, and the biblical evidence includes that God began judgment on the house of God. That's what 1 Peter 4:17 says. So judgment began May 21, 1988, continued for 23 exact years on the churches, until May 21, 2011. That's where actually that date came from. It was the 23-year Great Tribulation period, the 23-year judgment on the churches, and that's what Mr. Camping was teaching for quite a while that got the churches upset with him. And then on May 21, 2011, it was to be the day of transition from the judgment on the church to now expand and include the unsaved people of the world. And so the 23-year period of judgment on the church worked out to be 8,400 days. May 21, 2011 was the 8,400th day, and we found from Revelation 14, verse 20, that God speaks or presents a number of 1,600 in the context of judgment. And 1,600 put together with 8,400 totals an even 10,000 days. And so October 7th, 2015 would be the 10,000th overall day of judgment since judgment began at the house of God. And now it would be, and 10 in the Bible points to completeness of whatever is in view. 10, like 10 virgins or the woman who had 10 coins and lost one, 100 sheep, cattle upon 1,000 hills, multiples of 10, all spiritually represent completeness. And so for October 7th, 2015 to be the 10,000th day, it's a very strong candidate for God to complete the judgment that he started on the church and now has again grown to include the nations of the world.
Now that's going to be a Wednesday. If we get you back on the air that day, Chris, and we're all still here, what are you going to say?
Well, all I can say is that what we're saying now is that we're looking ahead to that date. And all I can say is that we're referencing the Bible. It's not because I had a dream last night. It's not because of a vision or or anything like that. We're studying the Bible, and the Bible is the Word of God. And God says in Isaiah 46, verse 10, that he declares the end from the beginning, which means, since the Bible is his declaration, that he has declared the end. And that's why he said to Daniel, who he gave much end-time information to, he told him to seal up the word till the time of the end, and then knowledge would increase. And the implication is that it's been God's plan to hide information in the Bible until the point of the end of the world is reached, and then he opens up his declaration. He's declared the end. And so that's why we take it seriously, and that's why we present the biblical evidence, and we're sharing it, and we're presenting it, letting everyone know there is a lot of evidence, and therefore a strong likelihood for this to take place.
Now, I was going to take the devil's advocate, but I guess that's a good phrase to use here.
Well,
so we won't use that. But again, though, what happens if we get to this date and we're still all here?
Well, all I can say is we keep looking to the Bible, because the Bible is the source of all truth concerning spiritual matters. And you know, just, George, when we look around at the world today, isn't the world ripe for judgment?
Of course.
When we see the increased sin of mankind.
Hatred,
when
everything.
We see the condition of the churches, and Christ spoke of a church that had fallen away before his coming. And all the things the Bible talks about, Israel being a nation again after being scattered for almost 2,000 years, is one of those indicators that the Bible speaks of Israel as a fig tree when the fig tree is in leaf. And so Israel's a nation, the church has fallen away, sin is multiplying like crazy across the face of the earth. Everything is in place, and the Bible does tell us that we should not love the world because the world passes away. So that's a biblical fact, that the world will pass away, and the indicators or signposts for that time are all in place. We're not missing anything according to what Christ spoke of in the Bible. And so when we see all these other things, like pieces of a puzzle all in place, and then we continue to search the Bible, and God lays out information through the framework of a biblical calendar that's on the pages of the Bible, well, then we can have a good expectation that this may be it.
Well, we will find out soon enough. It's not that far away.
No, it's not.
Some of the people in the past lost their homes, their possessions because of this, because of the missed judgment day in terms
of physical.
Well,
I don't know about people losing their homes. I've never met anyone who lost their home. Maybe there was someone out there, and you know how news reports are. If it happened to one person somewhere, or if it got close, then the media picks up on it, and
sure.
it's like 10,000 people did it. But I don't know a single individual that lost their home.
Where do we go from here? What do you recommend people do? If you're correct, and I suspect I'll be back broadcasting that day, Chris, but if you're correct, what do people do?
Well, you see, this is, that's a good question, because this is the problem. Since God ended his salvation program on May 21, 2011, he saved everyone that he intended to save. All those whose names were recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life.
So he shut the book. The book's closed, right?
God got the book, and of course it's a figurative book. He doesn't need to write things down like we do to remember things. But that's the language God uses, that there's a book of life, and he recorded everyone to be saved. Before the foundation of the world, he knew of out of every generation who he would save and who he would not. And so he completed that salvation program, and he did it in a dramatic way by saving tens of millions of people. He saved the best for last. That's the indication of the Bible.
So
presently there are millions of people across the earth that God saved. But the door is shut. And that's another reason why we're not speaking absolutely, and we're not trying to frighten anyone and get people to go to God because judgment day or the end of the world's coming. And the reason we're not trying to do that is because it wouldn't do any good. Everyone who is saved, and those that are not saved are not saved. Everyone's spiritual condition is fixed and established, and, reacting to the news of Judgment Day, if an unsaved person were to take this seriously and try to go to God for salvation, there would be no salvation. And the reason we're just sharing this is that God did save scores of millions of people, and they heard the message from the Bible proclaimed loudly, May 21, 2011, Judgment Day, and then there was nothing.
Nothing.
It fizzled apparently
out.
Nothing happened. That's the evidence of our eyes.
True. And you can understand how people were suspect.
Oh, sure, sure. That's how the world operates on the physical level, the natural realm. And that's why there was, I think, a response to the idea of a physical earthquake. It could be one of the reasons why God held that information back from us. If we had proclaimed May 21, 2011, a spiritual judgment, the door of heaven will be shut, it's very likely that many people wouldn't even have paid it much mind. But yes, the world operates in the physical realm, and they do not see spiritual things. That's why there's some people who say there is no God, because he's spirit, and they can't see him, so therefore they conclude wrongly there is no God. And that's why people they don't listen to the Bible, because it's a spiritual book, and they operate in the physical. And so I understand that people, upon hearing that a spiritual door of heaven is shut, that God is judging the world spiritually, that they're going to shrug, and it'll mean nothing to many people.
It's like the boy who cried wolf.
What God has done. Excuse me?
It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Well, no, because again, in this case, the biblical evidence is that we were correct concerning Judgment Day. Just regarding the nature of the judgment, we were off. And that doesn't change the fact that it was Judgment Day as it was shared.
Now, what's in the Bible that says the October 7th, 2015 physical end of the world?
Well, first of all, we know there is an end. There's a proverb, chapter 23, I think verse 18, that says, surely there is an end. And the world operates completely contrary to that kind of idea. And the world operates as though the world will continue forever. I think there is a deep down mindset in the people of the world that this world will go on forever, especially with evolution, making claims that it's billions of years old. That's practically eternity. So it's almost as though the world thinks the world is eternal, just like a lot of people think that, even though people know it's not eternal, so too do a lot of people think that they basically are going to live forever. At least they recognize, oh, they're going to die at about 80, 90, 100 years old. But the way they live, it's as though they don't believe that, and that they are mortal, and there will come that day. So it's kind of why the world mocks and ridicules the whole idea of an end of the world, because they're deep down, there tends to be thinking that the world's going to go on forever and I'm going to live forever. And it's not the case in both cases. It's not that way. The world will end one day, and each of our lives will end one day. And so God writes about that in the Bible, and he speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. And, thank God that there will be a time when this sin-cursed world will be destroyed, and we will not continue living in a world where there is such sorrow and death and disease, and all that will be...
You sound kind of euphoric that it's going to end.
Well, not euphoric, but the expectation for the believer is what? Eternal life and a new heaven and a new earth. So the person that God has had mercy on and God has saved, they're a sinner like anyone else and deserving of destruction like anybody else, but by God's grace, he saved an individual, and God has given that person eternal life where they will live in a new heaven and new earth forevermore. So the perspective of that individual, of course, is very different than the person who God has not saved. And this is it. You know, this is the whole package. This is the inheritance. However long I can squeeze, how much time I can squeeze out of this life, whatever pleasures I can get out of this life, well, that's it for the vast majority of people. But that's not the case for the individual that the Lord has bestowed his grace upon. That person does have a more positive view of death. You know, the Apostle Paul said to depart and be with Christ is far better. Then yet it is more needful that I stay here and minister the gospel to you, is basically what he said. To die is gain, I think it says in Philippians.
Well, the Bible also says no man knows the day or the hour. So how do we know October 7th, 2015 is it?
Well, George, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is the constant refrain from the church. And I remember
sure.
In the time when the media was picking up this account, and they would give a report of maybe the caravan that was going around or something like that, or a billboard, and then they would always go to a church representative. They would go to the pastor or to the priest or to the seminary professor, and without fail, the church representative would assure the audience, and they would comfort the audience. Oh, don't worry about this. No man knows a day or hour.
Hold on, Chris. Let's let you finish that when we come right back. Plus, every phone line is just about lit. Oh, boy.